Faster than a speeding bullet. More powerful than a locomotive. Able to leap tall buildings at a single bound. Look, up in the sky. It's a bird. It's a plane. It's Superman. Kellogg's Pep. P-E-P, Pep. Kellogg's Pep, the Sunshine Cereal, presents...
The Adventures of Superman. Today, Superman returns to St. Selmo, where he learns that Lois Lane and Horatio Horn have disappeared, but is unaware that they are prisoners of the men behind the mysterious sea monster.
Hello there, gang. This is Dan McCullough. You've heard the news, haven't you? You know that Kellogg's Pep is putting out a brand new series of comic buttons. Sure, all the fellows and girls are mighty excited these days. It's such swell news that you can collect 18 new and different Pep comic buttons, just like the ones that made such a hit with all the gang. Yes, sir, 18 new funny paper characters to collect and to wear pinned on your jacket or dress or cap. Comic buttons like Ma Winkle and A Breath of Breeze and Fat Stuff from Smiling Jack and Superman himself. You won't want to miss out on a single one of them. And you'd hate to miss the fun of trading duplicates with your pals, too. That's an exciting transaction every time. Believe me, everything about this brand new series of Pep comic buttons is exciting. Like the surprise you get when you open a new package of Kellogg's Pep. That's how you get these comic buttons, you know. You don't send in any money, not even a box stop, and you can't buy them anywhere. But you get a comic button in every package of Pep. And you get some mighty smooth eating, too, because Pep is strictly terrific when it comes to sunny, golden toasted flavor. That's the Sunshine Cereal Gang, P-E-P, Kellogg's Pep.
And now the adventures of Superman.
Ignoring ominous warnings to discontinue their efforts to solve the mystery of what the fishermen of St. Selmo believe is a supernatural sea monster, Lois Lane and Horatio Horn, Daily Planet correspondent and amateur detective, walk right into trouble. Trapped in the seaside shack of Ike Barnaby, a fisherman whom they had reason to suspect, Lois and Horatio were taken at gunpoint to a hidden cove by order of a man with whom Barnaby communicated via a walkie-talkie radio. As they reached the hideout, Barnaby stopped his car and pointed to a long black object that was just then sliding into the inky waters of the sheltered cove.
There's the monster you were so anxious to see close up. You'll be seeing it now, and closer than you bargained for, I warrant. Because tonight you're gonna be fed to it.
What? Fed to it?
Aye. Before long, you'll be inside the belly of that monster.
Meanwhile, in St. Selmo, unaware that Lois and Horatio are in grave danger, Superman, in the guise of Clark Kent, is searching for them, his sharp eyes scanning the beach for miles in either direction.
Well, there's not a sign of them down here. I wonder where they can be. Lois certainly wasn't stupid enough to go out in a boat again, not after that last experience. I wonder what about Barnaby's shack? They may have gone down there to question him. I think I'll stroll over and have a look. Home here and the door's locked. I wonder where Barnaby can be at this hour of the night. Has he gone somewhere with Lois and Horatio? Oh, wait a minute. There's a light in that shack further down on the beach. Maybe I can get some information there. Looks like an old fisherman. Good evening. I'm sorry to bother you at this hour.
What do you want?
Well, I'm looking for two friends of mine, a young man and a young lady.
You come to the wrong place. Ain't nobody here but me.
Yes, I know, but I thought you might have seen them visiting your neighbor, Mr. Barnaby.
Don't have no truck with Barnaby.
Oh?
Never did. He ain't a man to be trusted.
Well, that's interesting. Could you tell me something about him?
Nope. Never talk about nobody.
Well, that's very admirable, of course, but you just told me you didn't trust him.
Well, I ain't saying no more.
Couldn't you just tell me why you don't trust Barnaby?
Never did trust no man does his business under cover of darkness. Some dark, large creatures was meant to be rested from honest labors.
I see. You mean Barnaby's labors are not honest.
All I know is I seen him slinking off through the dark less than an hour ago, twas, with two others.
With two others?
Aye. Saw him, three of them, walking north along the beach.
Was one of them a young lady?
Couldn't tell in the dark, but I heard a voice sounded like a woman's.
You don't know where they went, do you?
Like I told you before, young feller, I mind my own business.
Yes, of course. Just one more question. I know that Barnaby's boat was wrecked last night.
Aye, by the monster, twas.
Yes, well, do you know if he has another boat tied up anywhere along this shore?
Young feller, how many times should I have to tell you?
I know. You mind your own business.
Aye, that I do. And I'd advise you to do likewise.
Well, at least I accomplished one thing. Lois and Horatio evidently did visit Barnaby and went off with him. Now the question is why and where? Well, there's only one way to get an answer. Search this coast inch by inch as Superman.
I can cover a lot more ground this way. And faster. There we are. All set. Now, up and away!
As the Man of Steel streaks like a red and blue rocket along the desolate North Atlantic coast, the objects of his search are, as we know, Barnaby's prisoners in a secret hideaway on the beach of a tiny hidden cove. With their hands tied behind their backs, Lois and Horatio are seated on the dirt floor of a wooden shack. Apparently a warehouse, it is stacked to the ceiling with drums of gasoline and crude oil barely visible in the single ray of weak moonlight that filters in through a small barred window. Worried and frightened by Barnaby's threats, the two reporters are almost certain they will not live to see another dawn.
Well, Horatio, it looks as if we've bitten off more than we can chew.
Please, Miss Lane, we're not done for yet.
If this isn't it, I hope I never come any closer to it.
Now. You know, while there's life...
Oh, don't give me that while there's hope there's life routine again.
Well, it's true.
Maybe it isn't books, Horatio, but this isn't a book. This doesn't have to have a happy ending.
Well, I, for one, am not giving up. Not by a long shot.
Bravo. Any ideas on how we can get out of this?
Nothing practical, that is, at the moment.
There isn't much time, you know.
I know. Look, Miss Lane, what do you suppose Barnaby meant when he said they're going to feed us to the monster?
I don't know, but whatever he meant, I don't like it.
Do you think there really is a living, breathing monster?
Oh, please, Horatio.
I must say it looked alive when we saw it swim into the
cove. Stop it, or I'll scream.
Oh, I'm sorry, Miss Lane. I'm terribly sorry. I was just trying to take your mind off our troubles.
Don't worry about my mind. I won't need it without a body.
Yes, you're quite right. But really, Miss Lane, just sitting here in the dark waiting for the end to come isn't very sensible.
What else can we do with our hands tied behind our backs?
Unfortunately, they didn't tie our ankles. At least we can walk around, which is what I'm going to do. I might find something.
All you'll find in this shack are oil drums and packing cases, Horatio.
One never can tell, Miss Lane. One never can tell.
As Horatio Horn gropes in the darkness of their prison shack, ever hopeful of finding a way to break out, Barnaby is seated at a table in a nearby hut, where, in the feeble rays of an oil-burning ship's lamp, he is talking into the mouthpiece of a walkie-talkie.
I warn you, Mr. Andrews, you'd best up anchor and come into the cove before you run afoul of trouble.
Don't worry, Barnaby. I know what I'm doing. Besides, we're practically finished out here.
Yar?
Yes.
Did you find it?
We found it, all right, and it's all aboard now.
Good.
But we want no loose ends floating around, understand?
Aye. What do you want me to do?
Well, since we have no further use for the monster, we'll get rid of it. Those two reporters at the same time.
Jehoshaphat, you mean that?
Of course.
But that's murder.
You do as you're told, or instead of being cut in on this deal, you'll find yourself in the same boat with the reporters, and I do mean the same boat. Get it?
Aye.
All right. Listen carefully. Here's what I want you to do. Put the reporters into the monster. Then send it to the bottom and make sure it never comes up again.
Passing horrible sentence on Lois Lane and Horatio Horn, the mysterious Mr. Andrews signs off. A moment later, Barnaby flips the switch on his own walkie-talkie and prepares to carry out the grim order of execution. With Superman still unaware even of their whereabouts, what will happen to the two reporters now? In just a moment, we'll return for the exciting climax of today's episode. So keep listening.
Don't you get a kick out of it when you can tell somebody some good news? Well, that's the way I felt all week about that brand new series of comic buttons and packages of Kellogg's Pep. I knew that you fellows and girls in the gang were going to be mighty, mighty enthusiastic because those Pep comic buttons have been mighty popular. That's why Pep put out this brand new series, you know, so that you can have even more fun. And are they humdingers? Every one of these 18 new comic buttons is bright with color, really snappy looking. And the pictures of your favorite comic strip characters are true to life. Auntie Blossom and Tilda and Tiny Tim and Superman look so real they could almost speak. Boy, the fun you'll have collecting all 18 in this new series and wearing them on your jacket or your dress or cap and swapping duplicates with your pals. You wouldn't want to miss it. And you don't have to because they're easy to get. You don't send in any money, not even a box stop, and you can't buy them anywhere. But there's a comic button in every package of Kellogg's Pep. And look for some mighty good eating, too, because Pep is a super delicious breakfast dish with a catchy sunshine flavor. It's a doggone good tasting. You'll want to eat hearty. So ask Mom to get you some P-E-P, the Sunshine Cereal, Kellogg's Pep.
Now back to the adventures of Superman. As we continue now, Superman, having vainly searched a few scant miles of the shoreline for Lois Lane and Horatio Horn, and unaware that if he had gone but a short distance further, he might have found the hideaway cove in which they are now held prisoner, is streaking out over the ocean in ever-narrowing circles that bring him closer and closer to the St. Selmo fishing banks, the waters from which the monster had frightened away the local fishermen.
Still no sign of them. My hunch that Barnaby brought them out here again evidently isn't going to pay off. Now I'm really worried. Well, before I do anything else, I'll check on whether they've come back to the inn. There's just a bare chance that somehow I missed them. So it's back to St. Selmo. Away! Whoa, hold everything. There's a beam trawler down there on the fishing banks. Lois and Horatio might be on that. Anyway, it's worth a look. Down to that trawler. Down!
Plummeting downward like some huge bird of prey, Superman lands on the deck of the trawler to the utter amazement of its crew. What will happen when the Man of Steel discovers that Lois Lane and Horatio Horn are not aboard the boat? Will he discover that what appears to be an innocent fishing trawler holds the secret of the sea monster? And more important, will he learn that from this boat was just given the order to place Lois and Horatio in the mysterious monster and send it to the bottom of the sea? Will he learn it in time? Superman's adventure with the Phantom of the Sea is fast growing to a smashing, action-packed climax, gang. So don't miss a minute of it. Be sure to tune in again tomorrow. Same time, same station.
And remember, for breakfast, it's Kellogg's Pep.
For excitement, the adventures of Superman.
Superman is a copyrighted feature appearing in Superman DC comic magazines and is brought to you Monday through Friday at this same time by Kellogg's Pep, the Sunshine Cereal. Can you identify a yellow-headed blackbird? Well, you can if you're collecting those full-color bird pictures that come one in every package of Kellogg's Crumbles. You'll want to collect all 24 in the series. And you'll want the fun of trading duplicates with your pals. And you'll want the colorful album, too, so that you can paste in your collection. Full instructions for sending in are on the side of every Crumbles package. That's Crumbles, those crinkly, sort of sweet and metal-rich shreds of good whole wheat. Ask Mom to get Kellogg's Crumbles. And be sure to be with us tomorrow for the thrilling adventures of Superman. This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.